Okay, here we go. We're in the Halachas of Mechira, 28th chapter, the second Halacha. But we have to just quickly review the first Halacha, because the second Halacha starts with the words Bamed Dvar Mamur, under what circumstances was this said. So if I don't remind us just for a moment, we're talking about selling a base core of soil. And a base core, we said, is 30 sa'ah, which is 75,000 square amas. And he's selling a base core of soil, not just a base core. So it's very important. Base there's soil offer. There. So now what if you have ditches, small, deep ditches that are 10 tefachim deep, even without any water,
or small
stones that are 10 tefachim high? They're not included in the base core, and you got to give extra soil to compensate for that. Because a person doesn't want things breaking up his field like that.
Exactly.
So even though they're small, but they're not included in the price. So you get extra, a little bit extra. Okay. But, and he gets them without having to pay. If it's less than
10
tefachim.
Up or down.
They're much smaller. They're small, but they're not deep. They're not high. Then they are included in the sale price, and they don't detract from the field because they're not so intrusive. Don't break up the field like that. So now that we've said that, so we're focusing on that last part now, where they're not that big. Okay? So now we say, Beis Bamed Dvorim Amorim, under what circumstances do we say that these, what do you call, ditches or stones that are less than 10 fucking higher deep, that they're included in the field? You have to have three conditions, and one of them is a little bit difficult to comprehend. Okay, each one needs explanation. Now, remember, please, that a base core, okay, a base core is 30 saw. Okay, now, each saw is 6 kavim. Sorry that you have to know that. And therefore, a base core is 180 kavim. Just remember that. You've got to remember that. It's an important fact. So this base core has 180 kavim. Okay, so now, condition number one, where we say these ditches that are small or these stones that are not so high don't make a difference. And they are included... if they're smaller than that, they're included in the price, and the buyer loses a little bit, so to speak. But that's only if it's a small amount. It's kishlohayabam ella, when these the total sum of these small ditches and small stones is ella base arba kavim. Takes up the space to plant 4 kavim. That's condition number one, which means by fraction, it's a fraction here. So 4 into 180 is 1 over 45.
Right, yeah.
So they cannot take, I don't know how they come up with this number, but it can't take up more than 1/45th of the field, which is approximately 2.2% of the area of the field. If it's more than that, then it's going to create problems, and we'll see what's going to happen. But we don't forego that. Once it has to be not more, that percentage. So we're going with a field of 180. I guess everything is prorated, I would imagine. But let's just stay with, we're in the case of base core. So it's 4 kavim. Now, that's point number one. Now, point number two, v'hoyu ha'arba kavim. Now, where are these 4 kavim? They can't be spread all over the field, even if they're small. We want them pretty much localized in one area. They're absorbed within a total area of 5 kavim. So it comes out, it's like, probably would be like a line, a very narrow row of total 5 kavim of plantable area, and 4 of those 5 kavim are the stone or the ditch that's small. So then we'll still allow that to happen. We'll allow that to be part of the sale because it's not really interfering. It's kind of a narrow. And now the third one is the tricky one. Umuvloim besoch ruba. And it's absorbed within the majority of the field. Meaning to say, it's a base core, we say it's 30 saw. So it's got to be found in the majority part of the field where there's 16 saw of the core, and that's where you have the four kavim plus one more. So it kind of would force it to be of kind of narrow kind of a line and would be very not too disruptive. Okay? If it would be, for example, in a minority part of the field, let's say a very small area of the field, it's got all that, well, then that whole area will get messed up. So it's got to be within, you could look at an area that's 16, the whole thing is 30 kavim, but what part is this found? It's found in the area more like where the majority is, so its effect of detracting is minimal. Those are the three conditions. If you got those three conditions, then that's part of the sale. You don't take off anything, and that's, you know, that's life. But if you're lacking these three conditions, then we're going to have to...
What's the big difference between two and three?
Two is saying it's all not spread all around.
And three?
And three, it's in a certain area where it's
but
not...
But doesn't that then apply, too, if it's not spread around?
Well, that's
in a
the question.
Area?
Well, I guess it has to be much thinner. It has to be much thinner. It could possibly be... You know what? It's just not clear. I looked at the commentary... It's not clear.
I did too. I couldn't figure out there's the big difference.
I don't know if your English makes it any better, but that's what the commentary says. It has to be a very narrow, long one that is, well, let's put it that it's in the majority of the field, so it may make it very long, okay, and that by being in the majority of the field, if it be a minority part of the field, then it would be maybe a wider. It would be wider, and then it would be consuming up more part of that. I don't know. It's not clear. Avol hoisa yoser al arba kavim. If the percentage, if there's more than four kavim, so now you've got a ratio of more than 2.2%. Or show mufuzarim harbe, or if they're spread all over, you could have four kavim, but it's here and there and there and there, and now you're. It's really making much big problems. Oh, ena muvloim, and it's not. And these five, and the four in the five, is not in this majority part of the field, whatever that means. Okay, afal pish einba masara, even though they're not high or low ten tefachim, einan imdadimimo. It's not included with that, and now you've got to give a little bit more land to be included in that. Okay, so that third scenario is kind of weird to explain. So I just can't figure that out. Now there's other scenarios in which you have the same problems. In all these problems, it's going to end up from the next cases on. Their cases more has shilas. They don't have a psak halacha. Since a safek, you go hamotzi mechaver l'varayu, depending if what the money was collected or not collected. Who wants whoever, if he hasn't paid yet, then doesn't pay the extra. If he paid, he doesn't get it back. It's kind of hamotzi mechaver. They're doubtful situations. Let's say nivloim rubam b'miyuta. The majority of this four kavim is in the shorter part of the field. And I have to change the text. V'miyutam b'meruba, and the smaller part of the four total kavim is in the bigger parts. I guess there's too much in one area. Oshayim mechulakim k'mochukt, or this spread out like a straight line. A straight line goes right shava. A straight line right through the whole field. So it's going to be very narrow, but it's a straight line through the whole field. That's disruptive for the whole field. Okoma eagle, or it's like a circle. Okoma mishulish, like a triangle. O shahaya bat studim, or it's curved like a bull's horn. Or shahaya derech akalason, or zigzag. Kolelu safik. Those are all doubtful halachas as to whether it's included or not. And then vamotzi mechaveru varayu. So the one who wants to get money, he's got to bring the proof, depending if it was paid totally for or not, etc., etc. Also, another doubtful case, v'cheinim hayu ofrim milmalo. Let's say you got dirt over the stone. It's stone, and now you got dirt over it, so it's possible to plant over the stone. Or v'zera milmato, or you've got, one second, ofrim milmalo, v'zera milmato, and the stone below. Or sela milmalo, the stone above, ofrim milmato, and the dirt below, and then it's maybe easier to pull it out, to pull out the stone. It's also a doubtful case. We say motzi mechaver l'varayu. Okay, it's a bit technical over there, but that's what he's saying. Okay, one more technical halacha. Gimel. What if it's just one stone, but it's a big one? Afilu base rova lakor, even though it's only 1/24 of a saw, okay, so that's not a lot, because we're saying it's 1/24 of a saw, and if 6 kav make of a saw, so it's a quarter kav. Even if it's a quarter kav, but if it's a big stone, that's a problem. Lakor, so in other words, 1/24. Einim darima, you don't count that. It's too big of a stone. If it's close to the boundary, I feel kosher. Even any amount of that stone is next to the boundary. It's not included because you can't get a plow around it. Hivsik offer bein selametzer. If there's a little bit of dirt between the stone and the boundary, well, guess what? Hareis a suffik. That's a shaila. And therefore, the case before I should have given a different reason. Let's back that up. If the stone is on the boundary, it's not included with it, because only the stones in the field are bottled to the field, but the ones at the end that are close to the boundary, they're not nullified. The commentary doesn't say why. The next case, you can't what?
You can't plant there.
Hivsik ofer bein selametzer, if there's a little bit of dirt between the stone and the boundary, that's the problem where you can't get the plow around it in your field. That's a suffik, and again, a motzi mechaver ofarayu. Okay, let's come to some cases a little easier to understand. Dalit. Now, the first case was where he said, I'm selling you a base core of ofor. That's a very specific statement. A base core, that's a land area of soil. What if he says now, one extra letter, ki base core ofor, like a base core of ofor. All right, so that already is a saying it doesn't have to be exact. It's like. So what's like mean? So then, afilo hoya bogeus amukos asor tvachim, even if you have ditches that are 10 tvachim deep, o yoser even deeper, o sloim gvoim asor tvachim yoser, or stones that are 10 tvachim higher or more, hare elo nimdarim imot, that gets all included, because when the person says kit base core, it means like it is as a base core, you know, like it's like a base core of offer, but not exactly. Because why? Because it's got some stones in there. So that's what's like that. So therefore, it's included in the deal. Okay, now, another different way of expressing it in halacha, hey, ha'omer lachavera, a guy says to the guy, friend, base core offer ani mochalach, I'm selling you a base core of soil. Now here's the nuance, by the exact measure of the rope. Exactly. When you say base core, you never said exactly. Now you added that word, by the length of the rope. That way we're going to measure it out precisely, exactly 75,000 square amas to the square amma. Now, what happens if you're off by a drop? Either way. In piches kol shehu, if even the little of this bit is less, if he gave him a foot less than that, Menaka, the purchaser, can take that off the purchase price, and he gets his money back. Lo min adamin. He takes off from the money. Now, it's interesting, but wait a minute. Didn't we say there isn't a ona by karka?
Right.
There's no overcharging by karka. Right. The answer is this is not called overcharging. This is called a mistake. Even though there's no such thing as oinah by karka, that's when you sell it and you charge too much. Here's not a question of charging too much. You didn't give me what I bought.
Yeah.
I bought a base core, and you gave me a base core.
Give me less.
You didn't give me what I bought. So that's called a mekach tos. So since it's a mekach tos.
Was it a mekach tos, or you just have to refund him the difference?
Well, that's how you refund the difference.
That's what isn't it? The whole deal is canceled.
It's called a toes. It's called a toes, right. Not a toes. Right.
It's
okay? In other words, anything with measures, even a little bit, and it's less than or no, you still have to pay it back because of the mistake in the sale. Now, what about the reverse? Vim Holzer, what if he gives him too much land? So what happens then? Yes. Kolshu, even a little bit? Yasserlo, he has to give it back to the seller. Now, he didn't describe how he has to give it back. There's two ways you could give it back. You could either sever a little bit of the land.
Or give him cash.
Or give him extra cash.
Cash.
So we haven't discussed that, and that will be discussed a little bit later in Halacha Zion, because that's the issue. It's not clear. When it's you didn't give him enough, then it's clear you just pay the guy back money. Because that's the land he had.
Yeah.
I don't know if the buyer can even come up with any more land. So what do? Just give him a little bit of money. But if you get, the purchaser got a little extra land, when we say it's returned, now there's two different ways you can return it. And you'll see that can make all kinds of differences in the situation. Vav, Amar, what if the guy says, now let's go back to our original statement, back to Halacha Aleph. We have to do some explanation of what the regular statement meant, because we didn't really explain it so clearly yet. Amar Beis Korofer Ani Mochalach. We're going back to our original halacha that we started yesterday. He said, I'm selling you a base core of soil. He didn't say either by the measure of the rope exact. And he didn't say, well, maybe, you know, it doesn't matter, a little more, a little less. We'll see. That's going to be another terminology that's going to be used soon. He just says a base core without any definitions, without any qualifications. So what is it like? It's the same as if he would have said the following. Hareza Kemisha Perishram, it says, if he explicitly said, base core offer ben chaser ben yasser, I'm selling you a base core, whether it's missing a little or has a little bit more. It's approximately, okay? So don't hold me to every inch, okay? So that's what it's like. So, and therefore, what does that mean? Well, how far is like a little bit off? And then we're saying, okay, when you say a base core, it's as if you said a base core, more or less. Okay, well, how much more and how less? What if you knock, 50% more, 50% less? It's certainly not going to be, it's got to be a little, so how insignificant is insignificant? The impiches mina mido echod me'arbove estrim. Okay, if you're off by 1/24th, which is 4.something%, okay, shurova lechol saw, that's a quarter kav for every saw, which is 1/24th, because since there's 6 sawim in a kav, so a quarter kav in a saw, right? Quarter kav for each saw, 6 kavim in a saw, so a quarter kav is 1/24th of a saw. So if the amount of soil throughout the field is within the 1/24th range, oho sir kach rova lechol saw, or he gave more 1/24th for every saw, he gets what he gets, the sale stands, nobody can ask anything from anybody, not the one who got more, not the one who got less. So up to a 1/24th difference is insignificant if he was not specific in saying exact. If he says more or less, or he just says a base core regular, that means we're allowed. Now, we're not talking about where there's ditches and stones. We're not talking about that now. We're talking about straight that there was an error in the amount of soil that was given. Okay? Now, it could be, we may have the same halachas if you have too many stones there, because then you got to pay back, as we said. So we will see. So now, or if he says by the measure and it's too much, you have to pay back. So when you don't say the exact amount, if it's more, and that's what he says, Yasser al Kain, what if now it's more than 1/24th? Okay, that means the mistake is more than 1/24th. He gave him more. In other words, instead of a base core, it's now more than 1/24th extra land he gave him. So now we have a problem. So Yach Shavimo, now he has to consider not just the part that's extra. Let's say instead 1/24th, we said is what, about 4%, right? Let's say it was 5% land. So you might say, okay, so the first 4%, that's not a problem. It's the extra 1% he has to pay him back. No, once you go over the 4%, you have to return kol ravoyim kulo, the entire percentage. Which you can go till 4%, nothing has to happen, and the guy bought and got lucky, got a little extra land for nothing. But now that he went to 5%, it's not he just pays back the 1% over the 4%, he pays the entire 5%. Either way, shechasru oho sifu. Doesn't matter going less or more, either way, that's the way we look at it. V'chol shepiches mi base core, and if it's less than the base core, okay, so now, wait a minute. So now that's the way it goes. So if it's more than 4% or less than 4%, the return has to be complete. So now again, let's look at it both ways, from the buyer's perspective, from the seller's perspective. If it's less than the base core, meaning that the purchaser got less than what he wanted, then you knock a little min adamah. That's pretty simple. Just knock off the price. As we said before, when we did the exact measure, if it was any amount below, you knock off the price. V'chol shahosif al base core, what if you have an extra? You had more? Yatzah returns it. That's the same wording we use in the end of halacha hey, when it was a precise amount and you gave too much. Question is, what does it mean, yachzulo? The seller, the purchaser, has to return to the seller. What is that? Now we come to a very difficult halacha zayin and ches, guys. So hang on to your shirts. It's going to be a little bit difficult. The commentaries have all kinds of problems trying to understand these next two halachas. Because how is this returned? Yes, sir.
If I were going to buy a lot for a house here, I want to buy an acre here. And I see a sign that says, this lot for sale, 1 acre. And that looks good, and I'm going to buy it for $1 million. And then we go to the
survey
thing, and it's really 1.05 acres. Well, it was the guy's fault. I shouldn't be penalized as the buyer that I have to return, that I have to, you know. It was the vendor's fault for not having it surveyed properly.
You know, you could have said, give me a certificate that it says it's one, you know. Again, if this is the common law.
Well, real estate, do a title search.
No, but the point, I'm just saying,
and
you have to have a survey,
and you have to have a survey of the land.
The buyer shouldn't be penalized because the vendor made a mistake.
He's not penalized.
Well.
So return it.
Okay, I put my, there's effort, I've just.
Listen, we're not talking, you already worked the whole field. I mean, you know, usually this is going to be found out pretty soon. Like, one of the guys going back 10 years later after you.
The person's making the offer should have more of a responsibility.
But look, this is the times of the Gemara and the other times like this. They didn't have exact equipment, so they had, this was measured. There could be slight mistakes here and there.
What would happen, Taki, if the survey was off today? Yeah. You have these problems. You have neighbors. You don't have a fence. And you move to the backyard, and you go a little bit more. And the guy says, what are you doing? He says, well, this is what the survey says. What are you talking about? This is what the survey says. This is what they told me I could get. Well, no, you took a little bit too much, mister. You have to back down a little bit. So I don't know. So, you know, then something has to happen.
You have to call the city.
But again, everything's based on what the customs are here. I don't know what the law is in Canada. I don't know. Even with a survey, you know, like for the longest time, I mean, we're very good friends with our neighbors to our left.
Okay.
But, you know, we don't know the precise, but the garden, the grass grows right into the other. Do we know the precise inch?
Where we should cut and they don't.
Where it is, you know. I don't know. There always was a big rock right next to the back fence. So we always assumed that that was the spot. It looks kind of in the middle, you know. And then we agreed to put up a fence. And we kind of worked with that. So, yeah, what if 6 inches is more one way or the other? I mean, we're not planting crops over here, so I don't think it's going to make a big deal. But it's hard to be precise.
You want a big lot for your
house. But here you are. Yeah, but here you're dealing with crops. Remember, it's a base core offer. You want to be able to plant crops. Okay, so let's see how the return policy works over here. We got it in the next halacha. Just hang on, guys, okay? Just hang on another 6-7 minutes. Umal maxilo, what does the buyer return? So there's three scenarios. Im haisa. Now, there's a nice golden rule here. You know, the extra, well, let's say giving back land. Well, we already know that there is a minimal amount of land area that's considered a field. That less than that, it isn't worth somebody to even get the field.
Right.
And that amount is a land that can plant 9 kavim. If you can plant 9 kavim, then you have something to work with over here. So what if the guy gave him more, but not 9 kavim worth?
So less.
So there's no point in giving, let's say it's 7 kavim. Right, so if you're giving 7 kavim back,
what is he gonna do with it?
The seller's going to say, "What am I going to do with this?" So the buyer has to pay him back. There's no other solution. Then the question is, at what price does he pay him back? Maybe the price has gone up. So what price? So if the extra was less than 9 kavim, maxilo dumim, he pays back. He just gives him money at the lower price, kishasa mechira, at the price when he bought it. Even if it was cheap and now it's gone up, only pays him the cheap price. Now, the next clause does not make sense to this line. It's going to have to be understood for something else. Now, who's benefiting here? You'd say the
buyer.
What does Rambam say? Liyapas koach hamocher, to give the seller extra power. And what does he mean? Because you'll see coming up. that if he wants, the purchaser can give back the land at certain circumstances.
Yeah, so the seller has a choice then, I guess. That's the advantage.
Well, but he can't give him the land, though, because he doesn't want the land. It's useless to him.
Yeah.
But let's continue, though. What if that extra amount
was next to his
is
field?
Right next to the seller's other field? So now he could use that really well. Now there is no choice. But rather, just give back the land. Finished. End of the deal. There's no money has to transfer hands. That extra part just goes to him. And now you got exactly what you paid for under the gates of seven. Because now it's right next to his fields. Veino Mafsu doesn't lose anything. Okay, the next one is a killer diller. What if the difference is more than 9 kavim?
So that's an
the Rambam says a very unusual thing, and not everybody would agree. Remember, we started off with this 145th business. Remember this 145th business? 145th is 7.5 kavim.
Okay.
Just trust me. I figured out the math. 145th of 100, whatever. What did we say? The amount of the quarter. One 24th.
Yes.
Of 180 kavim is 7.5.
Okay.
Kavim. All right. So you have to first, if the extra was Yaser al Tishka more than 9, so you got a field. We have to make the calculations going backwards. First, nosim rova l'chol sosa. First, we look at that there's been a 1/24th for everything of the whole field, which is 7.5. And then, vanishor, and the more, yosov, more than the 7.5. Now, im yesh b'tishkav, now if you have 9 kavim more, so now it's 16.5 kavim you have. Mm. Then, nosim lo, we give him, now the question is, what does it mean we give him? Kol revoim kula, all of this.
Whoa.
With that extra money. Now, what has been giving him? So it seems vinos nalo, and it's given to him. And the Kamer say that the mocher, if he leaves it by the buyer, he pays for the 16.5 kavim. If the seller doesn't want the land, at the time that he bought it from, again at the cheaper price. However, if he wants the land, then he gets the land. And it's not clear how much of the land does he get. 9? Or I guess he would get the 9 and not the extra 7.5. It's not clear from the comment through the comments. It's not clear. But there seems to be a choice. He could either pay him for all 16.5 kavim at the lower price, which makes sense, or you leave him the field, and it's not clear how much you leave for him. I just don't have that clear. So on top of that confusion, there's one more Bamed Vermurim, so we'll be out of this neck of the woods. So tomorrow we could be a little fresh. Okay, Bamed Vermurim, when do we say all this that we just said, that they gave some good power to the purchaser, that he can give back the money at the cheaper price? When do we say this? Kishi b'zol b'shas mimkor. When he bought it at the cheaper price, v'okir b'shas achsar, and it got more expensive, so we let the buyer get it at the cheaper price, because he wouldn't want to get it at the more expensive price. But what if the reverse happened? It was more expensive, and now it's cheaper. So what are we going to tell to the purchaser? Pay the more expensive price now? Or now we give him a choice. In the cases where he said he buys it, but now the choice isn't such an attractive choice, because now that property is worth less. And now he's going to pay the extra at the higher price. So we say like this. If you want to give him all the money that he should get, you have to give it at the purchase price. And that you could stand to lose if you want to keep all that land. But if not, if you want, just give him the land. Give it to him now. And then the buyer gets his land that he had. The seller gets his land back. So that's when it's reversed, because then the buyer is not so excited to buy. Maybe he wants it, though. Maybe he's used to it. But you have to pay that higher price, even though the price is lower now. And if not, just give the land back to the seller.